say you can judge it all in half a second.
Or reading the fly leaf.
Yeah, or reading the fly leaves. In fact,
or reading the tea leaves.
No, the tea leaves or the fly leaves.
What does the fly leave anyway?
There was a flea and a fly and a flu. Remember that?
Yeah.
Ogden Nash, folks. Actually, we're going to dedicate this set tonight to Daryl Kyle, the St. Louis Cardinals pitcher who passed away suddenly last night in a sweep of natural causes. Which is to remind us again that life is a tentative proposition at best.
How old was he?
We have all kinds of star power walking around in the club tonight, folks. George Mikowski is here, the lovely Kathy McDonald,
Roy Blumenfeld.
Roy Blumenfeld. There's all kinds of celebrities here tonight. Greg is here. In any event, the band, so I'm not remiss. In fact, the band tonight, from the Blues Project and from C-Train on the drums, Roy Blumenfeld! And I want you to know that I opened for Roy and his band in 1965 at the Cafe of Go-Go in Greenwich Village. I did.
Didn't I, Roy?
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And here we are, only 10 years older. Blues Project, if you don't remember, a phenomenal band. Andy Kuhlberg, who recently passed away on the bass, and Danny Kalb on the guitar, Al Cooper on the keyboards, Steve Katz on the guitar. We were in awe of the Blues Project. I mean, they were like from New York. Man, New York.
There were two words in there.
We'll get to New York in a second, but before we do, the leader of the Zazu Pitts Memorial Orchestra and playing bass tonight, Mr. Steve Ashman. Occasionally, he comes down from Motown to sit in with us. And that's thanks to the MC5 and those other people who brought drugs to Detroit in the 60s. And speaking
wasn't,
of New York...
Wasn't that the CIA?
No, they brought drugs to San Francisco. I was actually, I never intended to be a hippie. I was trained in Alexandria, Virginia to do wet work in Southeast Asia. And I ended up being assigned to San Francisco to help start a revolution out here, and the rest is history. From the Youngbloods and from Zero, Banana, and speaking of New York, speaking of New York, we'll do something that has nothing to do with New York.
No, this has a lot to do with New York if you, were stuck in New York in a relationship. This could very well be the way you might be feeling.